Zainab K here with Brew Media Group. What's going on, Chattanooga? Today we have some special guests in the building. We have Sandy Pricer and AJ Davis from Rise Up Cooperative. How are you guys doing today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I am wonderful. We're excited to hear about you all in this upcoming event, but we are going to get into that first. Let's get into this organization, Rise Up Cooperative. Tell us more about the organization and how your team is helping teens and young adults in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll share some, and then I'd love AJ to step in and help. So we provide life and leadership workshops for teens and young adults. We go to different organizations and schools across the community to do things like financial literacy and job readiness. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So the organization actually is brainchild of Sandy, started back really during the pandemic. And so it's been operating for, we're going on 5 years now. Mm-hmm. And really, as you mentioned, right, the result is to impact the younger generation. So specifically folks that are 13 to 23 years old is who we're targeting. But if our reach expands beyond that, then great. But really, it's about equipping folks with the necessary skills that they need to build a successful life for themselves, whatever that might look like, and even help them think and dream about what that could be for them. Because some people might not even have that capacity or have thought about what does success really look like for me. And so even giving folks the space to be able to dream and to vision in such a way and then to backfill those skills is really what we want to be about.
I love that. Now, how does one join Rise Up?
As a volunteer or?
As a volunteer or as a participant?
Yeah. So with the volunteer, we're always looking for volunteers because it's volunteers that lead our workshops. Mm-hmm. People that have a passion to give back to the community, people that are skilled in some of these areas that we offer the workshops in, like the financial literacy and healthy relationships, mental health. As a participant, we have community workshops virtual once a month, but we also do it just in the community. So if we go to a school, a kid might see us there. If we partner with Northside Neighborhood House or Signal Centers, they can see us there. So it's really the participants of the other organizations that we serve.
Okay, I love that. So I see you guys have a fundraiser event coming up.
Yep.
It's a trivia night on March 29th. Yes. How did that come about?
Oh, so when I first started Rise Up, I was told you needed a signature event. And I racked my brain, like, what can be different that's not overdone in Chattanooga? Mm-hmm. And a friend was doing trivia night and asked if we would join and help him do one, get our feet wet. And so we did, and my team and I fell in love with it. So we decided to make that our signature annual event. And it's unique because it's not like any other trivia you might go to, because there are 7 rounds with 10 questions per round. And each set of questions is a different theme or topic. So if you don't know the questions in the first round, that's okay. You might in the third round. So I hear all the time people are like, I'm really bad at trivia.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter because you might know some of these themes. So, and it's a team effort too. So we have tables of 6. So you're on a team of 6. So even if you don't know, you can be the team cheerleader or wallet, you know, either one works.
Okay. So with that, do people have to come with a team already, or can, if they come individually, they can join a team?
Yeah. So it's preferred, I guess, if you had a team already. So there's a couple different ways you can get involved. Of course, you can purchase a table starting at $500. Or if you wanted to buy individual tickets are on sale now. If you just go to riseupcooperative.org, you can purchase an individual ticket. And so if you show up as an individual, then we'll place you on a team. So hopefully, right, maybe you get lucky and you score a winning team.
Yeah.
But in the event that you don't have a team, no problem at all. We're more than happy to welcome you in and assign you to a team that has an open space to it.
Okay. Now, with attendees, if they wanted to just come and watch and not participate, is that allowed?
That's a great question. We haven't had anyone ask that. I say yes, because we want to be able to spread what Rise Up's doing, and there'll be opportunities throughout the night where we will share a little bit about what Rise Up is doing, and then maybe next year they'll want to participate.
Yeah, I was going to say, now too, if they didn't want to come and necessarily participate in the trivia, but they still want to be involved, we do need volunteers for the night as well. And so people can reach out to us to volunteer. And so that's another great way to get involved and support the event. while maybe not necessarily hopping in on the tribute. Mm-hmm. But it is fun. I mean, last year I had a team. We didn't do so hot. That's all right, though. We on the come up this year.
We know whose team not to be on.
Wait a minute now. No, it depends on... No. I'm assembling the Avengers this year. So we making a comeback. It's all good.
He plans to be the winner.
Yeah. I'll try. But
we're going to hold you to that.
People can't... Hey, come on. But no, people can come and volunteer if they want to get involved.
Absolutely.
So.
Okay, and they could sign up on riseupcooperative.org, or is there another way that they can specifically contact you all for this event?
They can email us, and that email address is on our website as well, but okay. It's just office@riseupcooperative.org.
Okay. Now, with this, I know it's a fundraiser, so... If they did want to just donate, not participate, or participate and donate, is that available to do on site at the event?
Absolutely. We will accept Venmo, cash, check, on site, PayPal. However you want to give us money, we'll take it.
For sure. Yeah, and we are still looking for sponsors for the event.
Yes.
So if you're interested in sponsoring prizes, if you're interested in sponsoring food, if you're interested in sponsoring in any other capacity, we do have sponsorship packages available to help support the event. And every dollar goes directly towards supporting the work that we do. We actually did some work not too long ago to figure out how much it cost us in terms of per student that we're impacting. And to reach one student, it's $10 per student that we're able to impact. And last year, we were able to get in front of over 3,000 students. And so, right, you might not think, oh, man, $5, $10, that's doing a whole lot. But by just donating $10, you're able to impact one student in Helena County and beyond. And so... Imagine if you're able to give $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, whatever the case might be, then you're able to help us impact that many more students through the workshops that we're able to offer.
Absolutely. And those workshops are free, too, that we provide the community. I always forget to say that. There is no charge to them. So that support that we get from the community is huge because it will help us continue to provide these for free.
Oh, my. You guys are just angels. Angels over there. I love it. Now, with you mentioned vendors, are people able to drop off gifts if that's the case, or would you prefer that they just donate the money and you guys do that? Or if it's food, would you prefer them to bring the food?
Probably to reach out first and to let us know to expect. But they could come and bring it the day of. I have an office at the Family Justice Center, so people are always welcome to drop off things there if they're wanting to donate. I can also, if they haven't heard about or toured the Family Justice Center, I always love to share about what they're doing as well, because they're doing some great things in the community as well.
I've read that this is an annual event. How will this differ from the past one?
Probably more the energy and excitement in the room, because we're going to have more people to make it more exciting. Is there anything else that's going to make it different?
Yeah, I think so. This is my second year being involved with the trivia specifically. And so last year we had it at the Moxie, and it was a great space to be at, but it's outdoor space and a little bit more, I mean, it's open air space if you've ever been to that outdoor area at the Moxie. And so this year we're fortunate enough to be at the MacAb event space, which if you've not been to that event space, would highly recommend you check it out. Amazing space. But we'll be there, and so the dynamics will be different, even just right having that indoor space there. Parking, right? It's different too. I mean, you know, that downtown parking situation is, you know, not the best sometimes. So parking will be more convenient. But yeah, I think just being in that space, it'll be bring a different dynamic, sound wise.
Yeah.
I mean, all different kinds of reasons why it would be different. Not necessarily better or anything like that, just different. And so we're excited to be at the Moxie. Oh, sorry, we're excited to be at MacAb Event Space. We were excited to be at the Moxie last year, but this year at the MacAb Event Space for sure.
Either way, it is going to be fun. Now, is there anything else that you guys want to add to inform the people about regarding this event in Rise Up?
Yeah, so in between those rounds that I mentioned, there are going to be about 3 or 4 different mini games too. So it kind of breaks up the trivia, and teams can participate as a team and individual games. So it depends on what game it is, but you pay to play, and that is more of a dynamic, a fun dynamic than you would get at a normal trivia night.
Right.
You can win prizes with that. Oh, one thing I forgot to mention too, the grand prize for the winner of the trivia night overall is $600.
Ooh.
So there's cash involved as well. There are opportunities to bribe the MC during the night as well. So you can, if you, your bribe wins, if you're the highest bribe,
yeah,
is that the right word? You might be able to take a point from another team or gain a point for your team. So if you're right there neck and neck with somebody, that can rock the boat a lot. So we try to make sure that it's exciting. There's a lot of moving parts to keep it entertaining.
All right. Now, did you want to add anything to that?
No, I mean, I think just overall in general, it's great night, fun event to be a part of, even if you feel as if you're not the best at trivia.
Yeah.
Like I said, come on. I mean, last year, right, my team, we showed up. We didn't quite show out.
It's okay.
We'll see what happens this year. Yeah.
As you guys were describing it, I just felt the intensity. Like, you know how, like, when you're playing Uno with people and it's just, draw two. This is what I'm getting right here. It's going to be so intense. It's going to be so great. And I'm super duper excited. Chattanooga, for you all who want to participate, head over to riseupcooperative.org for more information on tickets, vendors, volunteer opportunities, plus more of all the wonderful things that they're doing over there. Thank you so much, Sandy. Thank you so much, AJ.
Thank you.
I hope you guys have a wonderful day.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Mm-hmm.